All things B.B. Comer football are here now. This is the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Adam Fawcett Show. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, and Tony, we don't have Coach, but we do have Mr. David McCurley.
McCurley, he is the man tonight.
McCurley in the morning. He is
in the evening.
The voice, yeah, the evening, and he's the voice of the Julesburg Tigers, the game we played
last week.
A very tough football game, 14-0. The Comer Tigers win that game, but I walked out of it, and I think I said it on the drive back. You know, Julesburg was out of the 40 passes they threw, if they would have connected on two of them,
it would have been a different ball
game. It's a whole different ball game.
Oh, yeah.
And let me preface this by saying I am not Coach Fawcett, don't want to be Coach Fawcett. But I'm sitting in to help these guys tonight. But, by the way, Coach Fawcett's mother had surgery this week, and he's been visiting her when he's getting through with practice. So that's one of the reasons he's not here tonight. But I've had the opportunity to see B.B. Comer now twice in person and a couple of times on film as well. But, you know, it was a tough game. We've done the Tiger Bowl, the Radio Alabama Sports Tiger Bowl trophy now for 5 years, and it's never left the halls of B.B. Comer, and I know that is just absolutely killing Johnny Johnson. But
Can we just do a permanent mount?
I don't know that I'd put it permanent. That's pretty bold. But, I knew one high school football team several years ago that had their homecoming on week 11. That's bold.
That's very bold.
But they did. And I'm not going to name them. They had a big win last week, but I'm not going to name them. But, you know, this is their show. But I do want to talk a little bit about last week's game. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, Tony, like David said, he's been to two games. We've been to four games. Mm-hmm. We've covered four different teams in four games. You know, we saw a whole new offensive set. We saw a whole new different running back who – hey, looked pretty good. We saw Raylon Sims under center. We saw Raylon throw the ball very well. And as I mentioned, that Childersburg was a couple of passes away from changing that game. We were, like we talked about Friday night, we were about 6 inches off two throws from Raylon from scoring two touchdowns. It's almost, like we said, the pieces are coming together for the Comer Tigers. And we know we'll talk about our opponent Friday night, which is another tough one, but we played a tough one in the Julesburg Tigers.
We played a very tough one. We knew it was going to be tough going into it. We talked about it. Even David was here with us last Wednesday night for the Johnson.
Yeah.
Coach Johnson show. So we knew, all of us knew it was going to be tough going in. And it was. But like you said, if Childersburg had done just a few things different, it might have been a different ball game. But on the same token, Comer looked pretty good in spurts. On probably the first half, they owned in the trenches. They owned the line, O-line and D-line. But it was I don't know if it's miracle or what, but we finally got something going. And we were able to score a couple of touchdowns. Now, with that being said, Childersburg shouldn't hang their head because they played a very, very good football game.
It was very physical. I don't know if you guys mentioned this on your broadcast, but that was one of the hardest hitting games. Clean, of course. And one thing just warmed my heart the other night. I saw, I think it was either Cam Smith was chasing down Raylon and got him, you know, to keep him from getting a first down. It was a hard hit, and Raylon, I think, kind of laid there and caught his breath for a second, and Cam reached down and helped him up, and they hugged each other. That's what football's supposed to be about. Even though this is a heated rivalry, the schools, you know, are 5 miles apart, and here's what a lot of people don't understand about B.B. Comer and Childersburg. I know Greg doesn't. I know you do, but a lot of people don't understand that out in Odina, there's kids that can throw a rock from one house to another, and one of them goes to B.B. Comer, and one of them goes to Childersburg.
And some of them, they're right side by side with one another.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, but David, Greg and I noticed that during the game. Matter of fact, he even mentioned it a couple of times the sportsmanship that Chillsburg and Comer was displaying Friday night.
And then while we were packing up, I went home and told Mindy it made the whole night, because there were Childersburg and Comer players taking pictures together on the field. And that's what, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, it is a football game, and there are bulbs in the scoreboard for a reason. But when it's all said and done, it's great to see that the friendship, like you said, you know, these kids, you know, we are connected with a lot of small communities around us, and it just makes us one big community.
And I'll say this, it starts at the top, and those two guys in Adam Fawcett and Johnny Johnson are very good friends. Johnny was his defensive coordinator.
Yes.
When he was at Chillsburg. So they like each other and want each other to win every game other than that one. I can just go and tell you that. I will tell you this, guys, before y'all move on to this week's opponent, I felt like the week off for B.B. Comer did them a lot of good in two ways. Number one, I think they got better because they went back and learned what they had been doing wrong. I thought they tackled better on Friday night than I had seen them in the other, you know, several games this year. But I thought that they took control of the ball game early. Special teams, and I'm just going to be honest with you, if they don't run that punt back the first time they touch the ball, it may be 0-0 going into overtime.
Oh, it could have been.
I mean, it really could have been.
But let's get back to what y'all were talking about a while ago. You're right. It's not, you know, we're playing the game of football. There's bubs in the scoreboard, all this kind of stuff. But that Friday night showed you, just like we talked about last Wednesday night, the sportsmanship and getting these young men ready for life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Teaching them something other than football, because we know probably 75 to 80% of it is not going to the next level, if that much. So, you know, these guys are doing way more than just teaching them football. They're teaching them about life.
But they learned, Tony, because your keys to the game going into the game were, we needed the offensive line, the trenches. You know, that's where the Comer Tigers needed to improve. And where did you see the improvement Friday night?
In the trenches. I mean, like I said, on both sides of the ball. Now, don't get me wrong. Childersburg had a heck of a defense. I mean, they were stopping. It's like David said, if we hadn't had that punt returned, it might have been 0-0 going into the fourth quarter, going into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was it wasn't something that I expected. I really didn't. I thought we were going to go out there and we were going to have a good game. And we did have a good game, but it, I mean, 14 points is not a whole lot of points in a game. You know what I mean?
And I'll tell you this, other than the two private schools, and y'all have seen one of them, Chillsburg defensively all year has played well. Fayetteville only scored 14 points on us. Talladega only scored 8. And you take those other two games away, defensively they've played pretty good. Now, I'm going to ask you guys' opinion before we move on to this week's opponent. I get to call Chillsburg every week, and they've got some athletes. And I can tell you one thing, and I'm not saying this because he talks to me and he's a great young man and he's the coach's son, but Jacob Johnson is going to be a dog by the time he leaves that place. He's just a sophomore. He's going to grow more, but you talked about it. He slung that thing around last Friday night, and most of his passes were right on the money.
Yeah, they were. I even said, I told Caleb down the sideline, he probably need to ice his shoulder like a pitcher because he threw the ball.
He
was under duress because, mm-hmm. I mean, really the first half, Comer's defensive line was in the backfield. And most of the night they were chasing him down from behind. He was having to hurry up and get rid of it. I thought the third quarter, when they came out in the third quarter and they let Johnson run, I thought they were going to get some momentum. But then Chillsburg got away from that, and the Comer defense kind of – the secondary played really good for Comer.
Well, and the thing that Chillsburg's had bogging them down all year offensively especially is you take one step forward and then you take two steps back with penalties. We had 8 penalties in the first half of the ball game the other night. You're not going to beat anybody doing that. Most of them were on the offensive side of the football. But talking about B.B. Comer, they got better. They got their first win of the year. It is a region win. That's important. Now you go out of region And, Greg, this is a different animal you're going to on Friday night.
It sure is. You go to a 4-0 Piedmont Bulldog team with a lot of pride.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of good football players, and they have a fantastic facility. I mean, it's going to be a great road trip. It's going to be a fun trip for the kids, and they better strap it on because the Piedmont Bulldogs are no joke.
Well, guys, I know Coach Fawcett is not here tonight, but Caleb Conley had the opportunity to sit down with Coach Fawcett earlier this week and talk about last week's win against Childersburg and preview this week against Piedmont.
Caleb Conley here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, and I'm joined here by head football coach and athletic director of the BB Comer Tigers, Coach Adam Fawcett. First off, Coach, I just want to congratulate you on the big win, big region win, first win of the season. And I want to say you're doing a fantastic job. I don't know if somebody's told you, but how much you lost last year, I mean, you're doing a good job.
Thank you. It's, you know, I think losing what we lost and just the youth that we have coming up has been tough. And moving up to 3A has been tough as well. So, you know, our guys are figuring it out and starting to mesh together and play better together. And you know, we have a tough schedule. Have a tough schedule left ahead of us, but there's also some games on that schedule that are games that we feel like are very winnable games and region games that we still feel like we have a shot to make the playoffs and continue to improve and get better.
It was a must-win game, in my opinion, and you got the win, and that puts you in fourth place in region play now.
We felt like it was a must-win game. We felt like, obviously, just where we were with region play and how the region's starting to shake out, you know, you can definitely tell that Glenwood, Lee Scott, and Randolph County are going to be the teams to beat in the region and where we fit in that mix with Dadeville and Beulah and Childersburg. So a region win was important to get. It was important to get it when we did, you know, especially going into the non-region week. Now we have to, you know, we go on the road to play a non-region game before we head back and have another region game the following week.
Yeah, you got Piedmont this week, and it's a road game. Haven't played them since 2019, I looked, and y'all lost that game pretty big. But what adjustments does your team need to make to win that kind of a game?
For us, man, we've just got to take care of us, and we've got to continue to improve on what we're doing. Offensively, we were a little stagnant on Friday, and we would move the ball. We got in the red zone probably three or four times, and we're in the red zone. We can't seal the deal. So we've really got to capitalize on red zone opportunities. Did a better job in the trenches, but we still have to improve up front on both sides of the ball and be more consistent with our assignment responsibility as we head that way. So Piedmont is going to be a tough opponent. They're back to the Piedmont of old as far as just how they're playing and the depth and all the things that they have. They're a top 10 team in the state and worthy of it. You know, they've played really well up to this point, and we'll have a challenge in front of us, but our guys are growing and maturing and understanding and accepting of those challenges.
Coach Fawcett and the BB Comer Tigers will be taking on the Piedmont Bulldogs on the road this Friday night at 7:00. If you can't attend the game, listen to myself, Caleb Conley, Tony White, and Greg Wyckoff on Mix 106.5 or the Radio Alabama app. Coach Fawcett, go Tigers.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Tony, I'll tell you this. He talked about the facilities inside that facilities. There's a lot of blue map trophies in there, which means it'd kind of be like a college team going to Tuscaloosa. They're used to championships, so this is going to be a different animal for BB Comer.
Oh, yeah. I've watched them over the years go into the Super 7 ball games and stuff, and Piedmont was there just about three or four years in a row, and they come out on top in a couple of them. So, yeah, they're no slouch. They're the real deal. And if Comer don't go into it knowing, then like you said, they better strap it on for Friday night because they're going to get hit in the mouth.
Well, and Greg, I'll ask you this too, because – I'm not Adam Fawcett, don't want to be, and I don't know what his game plan is, and I hope it's a great one. But to me, I think B.B. Comer, to go in there and get a big win at Piedmont, they have to slow the ball game down a little bit. They have to allow those trenches that Tony talked about that they got better in, they got to allow that time to work. The problem, if they do, if you slow it down, you must score, because if you get behind a couple of scores to Piedmont, it's going to be a long night.
Mm-hmm. And we saw – we slowed the game against Julesburg. That was a different ball game, Tony, yeah, than we've called since we've been together.
Yeah.
And but you're right. They have to finish the drives. I mean, yep, if it's going to be the three-yard and cloud of dust, as we always talk about, then those 3 yards need to accumulate to the end zone. Yeah, you're gonna have to put it in the end zone against these Bulldogs.
Well, another thing we got to do, they got to do what Comer can do. You know, they can't let Piedmont monopolize the game the way the game advances. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do what they can do the best of their ability in the trenches, pass protection, run protection, the whole nine yards. Then on defense, same thing. I mean, you've got to get the trenches down. You've got your linebackers got to be where they're supposed to be. The safeties got to be where they're supposed to be. I mean, Comer's got to play Comer Tiger ball.
They got to, yeah.
They
you're
can't
right.
play Piedmont Bulldog ball.
They got to play pretty much mistake free, and they can do that. The other night against Julesburg, they got in the red zone several times. Now, granted, like Tony said, a lot of it had to do with Julesburg stiffening up their defense and stopping them. But once you get in the red zone, you got to make plays. Like Greg said, you can't. The biggest thing that I see about B.B. Comer and Julesburg is the kicking game is non-existent. So when you get down there and it's 4th and 3 on the 8-yard line going in, they know you're going to go for it. You're not going to kick 3.
Well, that's exactly right. And another thing they know is most of the time when Max has been in at quarterback, when Raylon is either at a wide receiver or a running back, they know they're going to hand it off. Max can throw the ball. We've seen him throw the ball before. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to encompass him throwing the ball to take the pressure off of the running game. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so and hopefully they're going to do that this week.
And not just the running game, but take pressure off Raylon Sims.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. To me, the most important two people in this football game, yes, Raylon's important, but I think Kirksey and Datron Wells have to have big games for B.B. Comer.
Mm-hmm. Well, we saw Wells in the backfield. We mm-hmm. have a big back now. That's the first time he's been in the backfield. So another different look, and I think we're going to need Wells in the backfield hitting this stretch.
Oh, of course we are. And another thing, too, we're not going – and just my opinion, but we got to quit running from sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
We got to hit them in the mouth.
You got to go between tackles.
When we did that Friday night, I think we wore them down a little bit. I really do.
I think one of the best plays they had a week ago was Raylon Sims running it at either end or between the tackles and making a cut. Yeah, he's very elusive. He's very good. Listen, Piedmont knows he's the best athlete on the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to do something, and to be honest with you, they're probably going to be like a Nick Saban defense and have a spy somewhere on number 8 all night long. You got to have other people, whether it be Wells, Kirksey, or you guys name some more that
– Garrett.
Yes.
I mean, he's going to have to come up.
Tristan Garrett. They're going to have to – their names are going to have to be called by you guys a lot Friday night if Comer's going to win.
Sure. I don't that's key. I mean, just like last year and the year before, everybody put the pressure on Comer. Comer's not there anymore. We got Raylon. Raylon can't do everything by himself either. You know, he's going to have help. Everybody's going to have to do their job, get in there, play like they've never played before for us to come out with a win Friday night.
And just like you said, Tony, everybody's going to have to get out there. The fans need to get out.
Oh, okay? Of course.
We need Comer Nation out. We need the Cowbells out. We need to support this team on the road. So, you know, let's.
By the way, I've hid your cowbell. It's no longer in your bag. I had to do it, man. Had to do it.
Yeah, we were setting up the other night. I think y'all were on an open week or whatever it was, when David helped us, and I put that out, set up there, and he said, "Uh-uh."
He it's got to go. Uh-uh. It's got to go.
I love
Coach Fossett to get on to me. But first of all, before you close this out, Greg, want to wish Adam's mother the very best.
Yes. Yeah, I think she was – the good news is she's coming home Friday night, so – that'll take probably a little weight off Coach Fawcett, and then he'll be free to score 42 points because that's what I'm going
to
tell him.
And she won't go to Piedmont, Tony, but she can listen Mix 106.5.
And I understand she listens every week to us if she don't get to come to the game.
She does.
That's great. That's great.
That is awesome. So, you know, tune in. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And as David, as you said, on Alabama's Best Mix, Mix 106.5. And we'll go up to Piedmont, and we're going to see what's going to happen.
We'll see what's happening. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Fawcett Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the B.B. Comer Tigers, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5, the Comer Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.